Now I'm delighted to be connecting with Oscar Mew of the Ottawa Irish Arts Cultus Culturiern, and a very important year for Cultus here in Ottawa. So Oscar, before we have a quick look at what's coming up in the next few months, if you look back on 2025, how would you summarize things and a little bit of an overview?
Thanks, Austin. I think the 2025 year has been, year of movement for us. So we've gone from, you know, a more online stance to a more in-person stance in the past year as well. We've had more Kayleys this past year. So that's live music, you know, people of all ages coming and join us in for 3 hours in the afternoon on a weekend. And we're happy to see more and more new faces, more and more familiar faces at those Kayleys each month in and month out. We had a special 50th anniversary of Kaylee, as you said, where we had, you know, special merchandise and special guests come from all walks of life in Ottawa, especially the Irish community. We've also continued our weekly, you know, Irish language Gaeilge classes online and in person. We have exceptional, you know, attendance from all sorts of people in the city and across North America, for that matter, online. And we've extended our membership to be able to, you know, present more different kinds of entertainment and cultural events in Ottawa.
So, Oscar, you mentioned the changes, and let's talk Kayleys for a moment, because the Kayleys used to be held on Saturday nights, and one of the changes that has occurred in the last year, 2 years or so, is that has switched to Sunday afternoons, and this has been very family-friendly.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why we changed from Saturday evening to a Sunday afternoon. A lot of families were telling us that they wish to go, but they can't because of their kids, or they wish to go, but when it's dark out, they can't, you know, drive in the dark. So it's a good time for a lot of the different age groups that we are trying to attract to our Kayleys. And that works great for the venue, St. Bridget's Center for the Arts, because if they have an evening gala or an evening event, they can still use the property for that as well.
Yeah, of course, there's less likely there would be a conflict on a Sunday afternoon.
Exactly.
So then you also mentioned the Irish language, that's both online and in person, and you say you're spreading your tentacles, not just within Ottawa, but because of the online presence, you've been able to spread the tentacles continental and somewhat global.
Absolutely, because there's such demand for Irish language, and there's such demand for not just, you know, instruction, not just the grammar. Of course, there always will be demand for kind of more formal classes, but we also delivered you know, pub nights and informal game nights, board game nights, where we bring a board game that's either already in Irish or translated into Irish by one of our members, and just to use it in a natural environment. You know, that's, I think, what we do best.
And am I correct then that there are some what are described as pop-up Gaeltacht?
That's absolutely correct, yes. And people have a lot of fun at those, because even if people only have a couple of fuckle, only have a few words, we give them, you know, like a series of questions that they can ask. So anyone can follow it phonetically, and they'll get short answers, and the more fluent speakers will guide them to say, this is what I said, this is what I mean, this is how you can respond to my question. You know, everybody is included in those nights.
And there used to be a time when the Irish language and even Irish traditional music was looked on as kind of nearly a cult in a negative format, whereas now it is very much recognized as being a mainstream pursuit of art and language.
Absolutely correct. And people, you know, either discovering their Irish heritage or coming from Ireland used to kind of avoid us like the plague. But now most people or a lot of people that we ask, we say, you know, if they're interested in the Irish culture, even if they're not of Irish descent, they'll mention, you know, oh, I know Irish traditional dance. I know of Irish traditional music. You know, I know such and such a musician, such as, you know, like, for example, Enya, or you know, somebody of that nature. Or they'll say, I know that you have an Irish language, and I've always wanted to learn. You know, like it's been such a change in the public's perception.
And also, before we take a look and jump ahead into 2026 and what's on the cards, there was a program, and can you tell me, Oscar, does it still exist, where you were facilitating instrument loans and encouraging people to learn traditional Irish music on the fiddle or other instruments?
Absolutely. So if they're especially beginners, but not just beginners, if they want to test a new instrument, for example, if they don't know that the harp is right for them, or if they don't know, we also have a fiddle, we also have a concertina. So if they don't know that it's right for them, they just want to try it for a few months, 6 months or a year, we have an instrument loan system for our members at a very reasonable price, and they can follow, you know, the beginner course, and then hopefully they continue along with the instrument, you know, by investing in their own. But we can provide that first kind of push.
So as we look out into 2026 and the months ahead, there are some Ceilidhs coming up, and particularly in March. But before we get to March, there are is one or two, but the March one we'll talk about also in a moment, because people, as I always know, have to plan to go to that, because it is highly sought after and is the kind of one that if you thought you could turn up at the door, you might or might not be lucky enough to get in. But before that, there are some Ceilidhs coming up.
Absolutely. So in January and in February, so in January it will be it is the 18th of January, I believe, and on the 15th of February, we have one Ceilidh on each of those Sundays, again at St. Bridget's, and that's our offer, you know, that's where we see the most of our members are at the monthly Ceilidhs.
And that's the other side of it. Even if somebody can't dance, there's the opportunity to learn. But even if you don't want to get up and dance, if you just want to sit, that it's live music of the highest caliber.
Absolutely. It's a Ceilidh band led by Justin Theriault, who is a local trad musician and very highly regarded.
So then when we get to March, it's always the big month, and we see people coming out that want to celebrate their Irishness that don't necessarily come out any other time during the year. So it's a good idea to plan in advance if you wish to attend the March Ceilidh. What date is the March Ceilidh in 2026?
The March Ceilidh will be on the 15th of March, very close to St. Patrick's Day this year. Very excited for that. That means that it will sell out. There's almost no question about that. And it will probably be online tickets, online sales only, so pre-sales only, because we hope to have a lot of people from other organizations who might not have their own celebration are turning to us, and we'll be turning up in big number. The embassy, for example, or local, you know, dance schools, they're all very interested in coming in very large numbers.
Fantastic. So they're the three big events coming up. The classes resume, I'm sure, shortly. When what is the schedule for the Irish language program?
Irish language this year is on Thursday nights. So the in-person classes restart on the 8th, I believe. And so do the online classes are also on the 8th. And they last all the way to May. So we have beginner class, we have intermediate class, and we have kind of like a more advanced class. The beginners class is for people who have who are starting from zero. The intermediate class or the beginner intermediate class is kind of for people who may be able to form sentences, and that's also online and in person. And there's a more advanced class for people, you know, who want to who may just want to work on what they already have already learned, and that's in person.
Oscar, thank you so much for taking the time. Wishing you all the best in 2026, and we'll keep an eye on what's going on and happily help do what we can to promote it and increase the awareness of what is a rich cultural organization here in the city.
Gramila Magat, Austin.
Gramila Magat.